So the Roman soldiers led Jesus and two criminals away to be killed, and they took them out to a hill called the Skull. And there the Roman soldiers took two pieces of wood and nailed them in the shape of a cross, and they made three crosses and nailed Jesus and the two criminals each to one of the crosses, and then they stood the crosses upright. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And there was a big crowd that was watching all of this. And some people in the crowd were weeping and mourning, but others were mocking Jesus. There were some religious leaders who said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's really God's promised savior." And one of the criminals said, "You're God's promised savior? If you are, save yourself and save us too." But the other criminal said, "What are you saying? We deserve what's happened to us, but this man has done nothing wrong." And then he turned to Jesus and he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in heaven." Now it was about noon, and from noon until three, the whole sky got really dark. And then Jesus said, "My God, why have you abandoned me? I give you my spirit. It's finished." And then he died. And immediately there was a huge earthquake, and all the rocks were shaking. And there was a Roman officer who was there, and when he saw everything that had happened, he worshipped God, and he said, "Surely this man was innocent." And everyone in the crowd went away, full of sorrow over what had happened. Now there was a religious leader who hadn't agreed with the decision to kill Jesus, and he got permission to bury Jesus' body. So he took Jesus' body off the cross, and he wrapped it in strips of cloth. And then he took the body and put it in a new tomb that had been carved out of rock. And there were some women who were followers of Jesus, and they saw all of that had happened, and they saw how a big stone was rolled in front of the tomb. And then everyone went back to their homes.